all but gone and my memory fades. And the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. 'N baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about
listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Toto on Trail Mix 103.1. That's Hold the Line. The 7 o'clock hour has begun. That means the morning show has already been rolling here on Trail Mix. Gray here with you until 10 o'clock today, kicking off this hour with a bit of a battle. But I can't quite tell who's on each side. There is a battle happening over AI voices. We all knew it was coming. It's more and more relevant than ever. Well, now one family has said, yes, you can use this voice. One organization has said, no, you cannot use that voice. And we'll see what the courts might eventually determine. I'll give you the details about what voice we're talking about and where you might be able to speak with it. Seriously. First, though, four more, starting with you two. Here's Beautiful Day on Trail Mix.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend. Take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful. walk like an Egyptian.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Trail Mix 103.1, that's Hadaway, What is Love? So, Fortnite, it's faded into the background for at least a little while. It's not going anywhere for a long time. Eventually, I'm sure, Fortnite will declare bankruptcy and then stick around for another 20 years. But right now, they're in the middle of, I'll call it a kerfuffle. It's not actually a legal battle because nobody has technically been sued. The big ado is about the voice of James Earl Jones, actor who passed away last year. You certainly know him. He played the scary bad guy in The Sandlot. He played Mufasa in The Lion King. He played Darth Vader. He played the voice of Darth Vader specifically, and that is the big thing. After James Earl Jones passed last year, well, now early this year, Fortnite is offering users the chance to not only hear Darth Vader's voice, but to actually speak with him. You can actually use your microphone to speak with a conversational AI that is using James Earl Jones's voice. Now, I've seen several different flavors of the reporting on this, and it really depends where you get the story, the spin that it's seeing. The first one I saw was, hey, thankfully his family has signed off on this, so it's A-OK. Then the second article I saw was, the Screen Actors Guild has filed a complaint about James Earl Jones's voice being used. And so I thought, okay, so we've clearly got two sides to this. And SAG's point is that they have some degree of rights when it comes to bargaining on behalf of actors who would replace those who have passed away. Basically, SAG said, hey, the people who would have replaced James Earl Jones, we bargain on behalf of them. And by using AI, you removed their right to a chance at this job, and you removed our right to bargain on their behalf for a chance at that job. And it's, like I said, it's not a lawsuit, but it's basically a complaint with a regulator. I wouldn't say that it's heating up in any way, especially because, like I said, James Earl Jones's estate licensed the right to use his voice. However, as more and more of that happens, it's going to be tougher for those people who don't want AI voices to replace them or who want opportunity for humans before the AI gets employed on the super cheap. I mean, it's obvious. AI is going to be cheap. Firing up the voice is going to cost a lot less than, for instance, I do in a given year. That's why I'm keeping my eye on this one. What do you think, though? Let us know on Facebook. Find Trail Mix 103.1. Let us know. What do you think of AI voices replacing people? What would you think about an AI morning show? You too. Bangles, Huey Lewis, Hathaway. We just had them. Let's get moving into the future with Cyndi Lauper, Timbuk3, Alphaville, and Ray Parker Jr. This is the kind of buffet that you can only experience on Trail Mix. News up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Brewers with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, for the first time in 2 weeks, the Brewers with back-to-back wins. They beat the Orioles last night 5-4. William Contreras said he thought he just had an okay game, going 4-for-4, including the winning RBI. Pat Murphy.
William has very high expectations. No, he wasn't just good. He was great.
Game two of the series tonight. NFL, the Packers signed Matthew Golden to a four-year, $17.5 million contract guaranteed. Golden says he can now afford to buy back his grandmother's house in Texas, foreclosed a few years ago.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. You know, it got taken away from us a couple years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family. Now, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
That's Packers rookie receiver Matthew Golden with sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brume, here with your local news highlights.
Douglas County could be becoming a hub zone under Governor Evers' new proposal. As Douglas County businesses prepare for disruptions caused by the Blatnick Bridge reconstruction, Governor Tony Evers is pursuing a solution. In a press release last week, Governor Evers announced he had sent a letter to the U.S. Small Business Administration requesting that the agency make Douglas County eligible for designation as a historically underutilized business zone, or a hub zone. The push comes as businesses in the Superior area prepare for potential disruptions caused by the Blatnick Bridge reconstruction project. This project is currently slated to begin in 2027, with the bridge being a critical transportation corridor in the region, carrying around 33,000 cars between Wisconsin and Minnesota each day. The total cost of the project is expected to reach nearly $2 billion, with the bridge closing for about 5 years. Governor Evers specifically referenced those anticipated economic disruptions caused by the project in his request. In his letter to the agency, he wrote, quote, "A hub zone designation would provide local businesses with additional tools to remain competitive during this period of disruption and help offset anticipated economic losses, as well as assist these businesses in the future after completion of the new bridge and the new opportunities that may come with the upgraded infrastructure," end quote. This designation would allow area businesses to access certain federal contracts that are set aside for hub zones. Governor Evers said it would provide new employment and growth opportunities in the region, both during and after the reconstruction. The agency's decision to either grant or deny the designation would be based on economic and population data. I'm Austin Brume, and these have been your local news highlights on Trail Mix 103.1. From our news, visit trailmix.fm.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar, plus linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, the sale starts Wednesday. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers likely today. High in the mid to upper 50s with wind out of the east 15 to 25, gusting to 35 or better here today. Tonight, more showers. Our low 41 tomorrow. Still breezy, mostly cloudy, scattered showers 57. The sunshine will return on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Yeah. I got a crazy teacher, he wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing alright, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades. I got a job waiting for my graduation.
Trail Mix 103.1, that's the Timbuk 3 with The Future's So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades. They could probably learn something from Corey Hart with his sunglasses at night. Cyndi Lauper came in just before with Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and three more are coming at you before the Sort of Sports Report. You're listening to Trail Mix.
The right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Forever young. to stay young. It's so hard to get out without a cause. I don't want to perish like a fading rose. Youth like diamonds in the sun, and diamonds are forever.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Afraid of no ghosts. Don't get caught. trash, you just want some more. I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow! Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I think you better call.
Right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Dying in your arms tonight.
Trail Mix 103.1, that's The Cutting Crew with Died in Your Arms. I just died in your arms tonight. Gray here with you now for the Sorta Sports Report today as we transition at least somewhat gently into what'll be coming later in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm kind of stuck laughing because I've got something very unsport stuck in my head. I'll tell you about that later in the show. I had to Google a question, and one of those suggested questions popped up. Okay, so I'll straight up tell you. Yesterday, I was scrolling just randomly, kind of in a doom scroll, and I wound up on a video of a woman using a massage gun to get lotion out of the lotion bottle. You know, you run out of lotion, the pump doesn't work anymore, or whatever it is, shampoo, doesn't matter, and you unscrew the top, you look in the bottom, and there's like an inch or two of whatever it is still in there. So how do you get that out? Well, she said you can decant it. She said you can decant it. You put it in another container. And I Googled it. I was like, you know, what is decant? I know that when people, like, I know a decanter is a container that you're meant to pour into other containers from. Decanting pretty clearly means to pour from one container to another, but is that it? Is there more to it than that? The answer, by the way, is no. There's not more to it than that. The idea, though, is that you leave the sediment behind, so I guess you could say, but I had to giggle because the top answer, the Google answer, the AI, like, what other people have asked was, what does decant even mean? It wasn't decant definition. It wasn't decant Oxford Dictionary. It was, what does decant even mean? And I thought, you know, there's a glimpse into my fellow human beings that I don't think Google intended to give me. We're going to have to move sort of sports to later this hour because now we've been talking about what does decant even mean? Weather's coming at you up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
We've got Pete with us live from Wheelway. Top of the day to you there, Pete. How we doing?
Rock and rolling. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm calling and anxiously waiting for you to tell me someone has taken home thousands of dollars.
Joel, we've had close numbers to the $20,000 winner and also the $5,000. I'm telling you, can you imagine somebody sitting out there with a $20,000 guaranteed winner, $5,000, $1,000, and it's not in here and you got 2 days left?
All right, 6 o'clock Tuesday night is the deadline, right, to bring that in. Is that correct?
Correct. The insurance company won't pay anything after 6 o'clock, so don't hesitate. Get down here today. Check your numbers out. Like I said, Joel, no gimmicks, no games, no purchase necessary. It's legit. 1 out of 20,000 mailers that we've sent out has got a guaranteed winner of $20,000 cash.
All right. You'll get $5 just for coming on down. Great selection in the lot. You guys have been moving a lot of steel down there, Pete, right?
Absolutely. We don't collect them. We sell them, Joel. All these vehicles are priced to sell. Don't wait. Interest rates are low right now. Plus, there's no tariffs on any of these vehicles. Make sure you come down here. If you can't, fill out a credit app online at Wheelway Autos with an S.com, and you can drive one home safe. It's payments as low as $99 a month right now. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway, and I'm telling you, we want to make sure the insurance company pays the $20,000 or the $5,000 or $1,000, but you got until 6 o'clock on the dot on Tuesday.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on trailmix.fm/contest-terms.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers likely today, high in the mid to upper 50s with wind out of the east 15 to 25, gusting to 35 or better here today. Tonight, more showers, our low 41. Tomorrow, still breezy, mostly cloudy, scattered showers 57. The sunshine will return on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44. Da 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 da
somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. She does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
Listen, honey, just
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.